We have seen the general food price index decline, and it was mainly because all the commodity groups that are monitored, their prices either staying stable, as was the case for sugar or dairy products, or falling heavily. Wheat, for instance, was very much under pressure this month. So the general tendency that we see on food market is either a stability or negative direction.
And what were the drivers that caused these overall lower prices?
I think that the general story for most of these prices is that supplies are very abundant and expectation of the next crop that will have to be harvested are also quite positive at the moment. So there is nothing really of concern. At the same time, the prices are all expressed in US dollar, and the fact that the US dollar was so strong has also had an impact. They have made the price fall even more pronounced than they would have been with a stable dollar.
Based on analysis from this latest report, should we keep our eyes on any specific commodities?
Well, of course, we are always at risk of unexpected events like terrible weather that could really impact the crops in very important countries like India or the United States. And this is something that is very difficult to predict. So there is always the chances or the risk that the price will rebound reacting to such unexpected events. Other thing that may be important is changes in policies. And certain countries do respond to changes in their particular situation by, for instance, imposing some taxes or imposing an export ban. So this can also have quite unexpected effects on international prices. Russia has, for instance, just imposed some export taxes on their cereals, and therefore this may be seen as a possible factor to see price recover. At the same time, they have already exported a lot, so we don't see that the imposition of this export tax will have a very strong effect. On the other hand, you also have countries like China that are trying to streamline their cereal policies. So these things need to be watched out because they may have an impact on prices. But as I said, the fact that we have a lot of reserves today is a very good caution against any risk.